Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I'm a former middle school teacher, I'm a current college professor, and I am passionate about seeing teachers transform their classrooms into bastions of creativity and wonder. And so that's pretty much what we explore each week, roughly, on this podcast. Last week, we talked about podcasting and the purpose of podcasting and why you would want to do that. And today is kind of the second part of that, where I share kind of what podcasting might look like in different subject areas. So the idea is that podcasting is a powerful way for students to share their voice with the world. And along the way, they learn how to communicate, how to engage in critical thinking, how to go through the creative process and the design process, how to publish and share their work with the world. They learn how to communicate with people and ask better questions. And so with that in mind, I think that it actually can work in every subject. Now, I'll say this, certain subjects lend themselves toward podcasting a little better than others. For example, math, it's a little harder to do math podcasts than it is, for example, in language arts or in history. But you can do at least one type of podcast in your subject area. And so today we're going to be talking about actually 20 different podcasting ideas that you can try with your students. And I'm just going to give you a description of each one. So number one is the Curiosity Cast. Here students begin by asking a key question that they're curious about, and then they go through the research process, they find the answers, and then they discuss it in the form of a podcast. They might even talk to an expert, and they might do like a video on YouTube Air or YouTube on Air, kind of Google Hangouts recorded, whatever you want to call it. Then they can download that video, strip the video part, use the audio part. Maybe they might use something like Skype instead. But the idea is that they could either interview an expert or just find the answers online and then share their answers with their audience through a podcast. We used to do this, and again, we called it Curiosity Cast, and I loved it. It was fun to see the kinds of questions that kids came up with. Number two is a book review. Students can write out a script for an engaging book review and then just read it to their smartphone. And that might seem a little rehearsed, but for a lot of students, they want to have that script ahead of time. For others, though, they might do a more of a variation where they talk about the book as they go. And so here, the book review isn't so much a book review as it is a book discussion. It's the idea of kind of taking the best of lit circles, but turning it into a book discussion podcast. In some cases, you might have students do creative prompts connected to the book. There's a sketch prompt that I have on here where a van pulls up with your favorite book characters and you have a conversation with them. You can do things like a Yelp style review of the setting, and you could do some fan fiction and let them create their own podcast as sort of fan fiction. There's a lot of different routes you could take for book review podcasts. Number three, though, is learning journeys, and this is where they reflect in their podcast. Maybe they're doing a really cool, epic project that's going to take weeks, and they share with you how it's going along the way. And if that seems a little bit odd or a little schooly, just remember, we love watching people. In real life, we love watching people share their work. When I was a kid, I used to love watching Bob Ross and, you know, watching how he would create these paintings. I mean, it was a blast for me. But, you know, if you think about it, like a lot of the different TV shows, you know, we watch people renovate homes. We watch them get together the best cake as possible and get it there on time. And there's something about the journey that we love watching. And I think students can do the same thing. They can share kind of the behind the scenes of what they're doing. Now, the audience might just be their peers. The audience might be their parents, but that's okay. The point is they are learning how to share with an audience, and they are reflecting on their work. Number four is more of the narrative style podcast. And this is where students engage in a narrative podcast by interviewing people and narrating the interview in a podcast style, so similar to what you'd see with something like This American Life or Serial, although that's kind of dark and scary. Maybe that was a bad example. But you get the idea that the narrative style, often the NPR podcasts fit into this. One of my favorite podcasts is 99% Invisible, or I enjoy Planet Money, Freakonomics. These are very narrative style podcasts, and this takes a long time for students to create. In fact, I would say the narrative style really should be middle school and up. But if you want to teach kids to really get into digital composition, they can do the narrative style podcast. Number five is historical fiction. And this is just a fun way to have students kind of write their own historical fiction and then create it as a podcast. And, they could do it in the form of, you know, an audio diary or old-time news stories. They could do kind of question and answer shows where they interview a historical figure. There's a lot of different ways to do this, but the idea is to get them writing some historical fiction, and then to have that in the form of a podcast. The fun thing there is you can add sound effects and things like that. It really becomes an opportunity to think outside the box a bit in terms of just the audio composition of the podcast. Number six is random history podcasts. And we did this all the time where I would say, ask a question about anything that you're curious about in history, and we're going to do a random history podcast. Something small, something obscure, something you found online that you find fascinating. And again, it's a chance to practice the research skills and also share something that they just find fascinating. I love this. There was a series by the BBC where they did 50 items that shape the modern economy. And, you know, you can do something like that. What are 50 items? And as a class, each student finds the history of that item. And again, often the things that seem obscure like that end up telling the story of bigger, broader trends. And students get really into it because they get to kind of geek out and become the expert in that particular area. Number seven is Genius Hour podcast. This is where students are doing a Genius Hour project. It's the 20% time where they pursue their own interests and topics and questions. And then one of the ways they share what they're learning is they share it through their own podcast. This could be an ongoing podcast where maybe they do a foodie podcast or a skateboarding podcast or a sports podcast or a fashion podcast. And it's a chance for them to kind of do an ongoing podcast telling people about their particular subject. Number eight is a debate. And this is where students are encouraged to do some research behind a particular topic, find the opposing viewpoints, and then engage in an ongoing debate back and forth in a podcast. Number nine is a news show. This is a chance to dive into current events. I've written before and talked before on this podcast about why journalism is one of the most important subjects for the future. It's how kids learn things like creative thinking and media literacy and digital citizenship. It helps them truly learn how to make sense out of information by composing it themselves. And so the idea here is just to have them walk through those five critical C's of critical research. I have a video connected to that if you're interested. And then create their own news show. Now, the news podcast could be local, and they could tell news stories from their own school or their classroom. But I also think it really helps to go global and see if they could actually interview some people connecting to some of the bigger issues going on in society. Number 10 is expert interviews. And this is sort of what you think of as a lot of podcast interviews. If you think about, say, the Tim Ferriss Show or James Altucher, Fresh Air, there's a lot of different shows that are just interview podcasts. And you can do the same thing with your students. One of the things I found fascinating is how A lot of people who will not give a fellow adult the time of day will say yes to students. And I love that. I love that it's a chance for students to interview an expert and just ask great questions and learn how to craft good interviews and how to edit and how to put it all together into a final podcast. Number 11 is to do philosophy chats. This is similar to, say, a Socratic seminar, but instead of doing the fishbowl, you know, or instead of having a massive group, you just have a group of three or four that engage in that Socratic seminar process and record it. They can ask questions like, you know, maybe what makes us different than computers, or will we ever become cyborgs? What is more important, freedom or safety? What is the point of school? What are the limitations of science, or what should be the limitations of science? And what I love here is it's a chance for them to engage in the philosophy connected to the subject that you teach. I think a lot of students care about the big questions, the big existential kind of questions. And when they get a chance to do these types of philosophy chats, they get a chance to think deeply about the subject. And what I love about it is it moves them from just knowledge to actual wisdom. Number 12 is math in real life. Students find a challenge, a real life challenge connected to math, and then they describe how to solve it. Maybe they engage in statistics and research. Maybe they look at needs assessments. Maybe they interview people about how math is used in their profession. But the idea is it's a math-related podcast that deliberately connects to the context. All right, number 13 is Test It. This is kind of similar to Mythbusters. It's a chance for them to ask a question about a myth or an urban legend, and then they can go through the scientific method, documenting it through a podcast and ultimately sharing what they learned. Number 14 is Community Interviews. This is a chance where they can interview members of their community before and during a service learning project and actually explore the social issues inside of their community. Number 15 was something that I loved doing in a social studies class. It was called This is the Future. And they would have to look at, you know, questions like, will we ever have flying cars? Or what will the environment be like in 20 years? Or will robots replace our jobs? And then they have to cite specific evidence and then argue about the future. You know, what will life be like in the year 2052? That kind of stuff. Number 16 is Rate It. And this is where they basically do a listicle podcast. Top 10 inventions of the 19th century, or top presidents if it's history, best inventions if it's STEM. You get the idea. They're basically going through this debate of top 10 lists and so on. Number 17 is Guess What I Found. And this is similar to the Curiosity Cast, but it's basically where they ask a question of something that they've discovered. They have to find random stories that nobody else knows about. And the goal is to find something nobody knows about in, say, PE and fitness or music history or a scientific phenomenon. And then they just ask, hey, what did you find? And then the other person shares what they found. Again, number 17 is pretty similar to number one, but it has a bit of a twist in the fact that they don't necessarily have to begin with the question. They can just kind of scour and curate stuff and then share what they found afterwards. Lately, if you've checked out the 99% Invisible podcast, they've been doing this with these short stories, and I love it. There was this whole thing about why New York City doesn't have alleys, and I was fascinated by that. So that's the idea of number 17. Number 18 is a trivia show. I love the show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, because it takes trivia and kind of adds some humor to it. But, you know, this could be done as sort of a review game, and they record a trivia show. They have to find the questions, share the answers, and the goal, though, is to make it interesting. So whatever it is, to make the trivia show into something that people will want to listen to. A variation of this that I love is to have students find a mystery and lead people in a mystery, and they have to discover it, similar to, you know, we've done these history mysteries in our class before, like, you know, why are there ships buried under the ground in San Francisco, or how did the people of Syracuse fight off ships without using any cannons? You know, how did they set these ships on fire? The idea is you could have them, you know, not necessarily doing a trivia show, but kind of a twist of it would be, like I said, having them guessing and trying to solve a mystery. And so the idea is it's still a competition, but instead of maybe the rote memorization kind of trivia, here's a chance to kind of dig deeper and draw the audience in by having to guess. Number 19 are career exploration podcasts. This can be done with, you know, having people interview and job shadow, actually checking out specific jobs, or just Skyping and recording people in different jobs. And again, that connects to your subject. So this is your chance to tie your subject to a real world context by having students do a career exploration. And number 20 is poetry. Having students recording poetry, doing maybe audio poetry slams. And it can be a powerful way to share their poetry in a way that is truly spoken in audio rather than just, you know, written. So there you have it. Those are the 20 different ideas. This is not a comprehensive list at all. There are tons of other ideas, and probably you have an idea that's better than the ones that I've come up with, but the goal is to choose something. Find something connected to your content area, make it authentic, take the risk, and go take a leap. Your students will be excited to be doing a podcast project. Hey, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you enjoy it, would you do me a favor and leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher? It's part of how people find this podcast when they search online. Anyway, have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening, and go out and make something awesome.